You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Phil Rogers with MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition. I'm going to be joined by Tom Singer, Pirates beat writer, and talking about a Pirates team that bounced back from that seven-game losing streak that the middle of August took them out of the wild card position. Looks to me like they're really trending the way you would want to be going into September. Quite a few guys swinging the bats well. And you know, while they position themselves to have to fight it out again, like they did last year, I think with McCutchen back on the field, they're in pretty good shape for that fight. Tom, how do you assess kind of their attitude of the team coming into this stretch where they still have to play from behind the Cardinals and Brewers, but very catchable?
Well, you know, it's a team that's hanging in there, but just quite can't get over the hump. They still haven't gotten off to that good, sustained winning streak that would make them really solid postseason contenders. They've won four in a row. I think they're one of two major league teams that has not had a longer winning streak than four. And basically, it's a classic case of taking two steps forward and one step back. They're still trying to generate that long sustained streak that can get them not only in a position to contend, but perhaps be a front runner for a postseason berth. So it's kind of frustrating to watch the process. Andrew McCutchen has gone on record as saying that in this current slightly slide back, they've lost a lot of games they should have won. He's kind of calling on the guys to step up because it's September and it's time to time to go.
Well, speaking of September, time to go, and Andrew McCutchen, last week when we did the podcast, McCutchen had just come off the DL, and we're talking about you said not 100% and going to watch out for how he handles himself, plays at the wall. And it feel like just after we taped that, boom, he banged off the wall and left the game with a rib, which I think initially scared a lot of people that he could be out a long time, but he's returned to the lineup and feels good. Is there how is he physically? I mean, do you see him playing any differently because of the concern that the ribs really aren't going to fully heal till after the season?
I have. He's a pretty remarkable athlete. Everybody kind of concedes that he's playing at 80%, but Clint Hurdle gives us that classic takeaway that him at 80% is a lot better than a lot of players at 100%. I still do see him pulling up, on the bases, on the base path when it's not worth going all out. In the outfield, he's making the plays, but he's not laying out. I don't think we'll see him hit grass defensively the rest of the season. He does have to be cautious. But then again, it's remarkable. Recently, he muscled up for the second longest home run ever hit at Busch Stadium Tree by a visiting player, 454-foot shot. So, I mean, for a guy who's 80% to hit a ball that far, it kind of tells you a lot about, number one, what kind of player he is, and number two, how smart he is about conserving his energy and letting it go when it, when it really matters. But a couple of things we'll see as a concession to that rib injury, and no infield hits for Kutch, and basically none of those trademark diving catches in the outfield. He's going to have to, he still is the captain of the outfield, but he's going to let Marte in left field and Polanco, who should be coming back any day now, in right field, take the balls in the gap. He's not going to try to be a hero defensively.
Hey, Tom, looking at their production in August, four hitters with an OPS of 919 or more. In addition to McCutchen, you had Josh Harrison, the All-Star. You also had Starling Marte and Russell Martin all really hitting, and yet the team, like you say, hadn't got on the consecutive run, and really it seems to have to fight out for a lot of 2-1, 3-2 wins up and down the lineup, not really going. Who would you point to who might come in and give them a lift in September that's not in that group of guys already hitting? Could Polanco be that guy coming back, or is there somebody on the roster who you think could step up and really give the lineup a lift?
Well, you know, Neil Walker definitely can do that. The guy that seemed to be ready to do that has been one of the big X factors all season, Pedro Alvarez. You know, he started to play some first base, which reduced the mental pressure on him defensively because of his problems throwing at third base. He's playing first base, hits 3 home runs in 2 games, and everybody's thinking, okay, now that that 2-week span where Pedro can carry a team is arriving at just the right time. And next thing you know, he sprains his left foot. He hasn't played since, a little power surge. So if physically he can get back in the lineup, Alvarez is definitely a candidate to do that. But otherwise, Neil Walker, who's muscled up for some home runs since the return to the lineup, he was out as well with some back spasms. But he hasn't hit as consistently as he can. But I would say those two guys, one dark horse, you know, Andrew Lambeau came up from the minors, not as one of the September call-offs. He came up actually the last week in August. And Travis Snyder, who was out with a, still is, with a hamstring, slight hamstring injury, Lambeau got a chance to play. And, you know, he's been producing pretty well. So he's another big X-factor that should come on big for them in September.
Yeah, go back to spring training, how much they thought Lambeau might grab the first base job then, right? And, you know, really be a major part. So I can see why, you know, if you got him going at the right time, that could be a big thing. Charlie Morton, I see he's back on the mound. But not yet back in Pittsburgh. What's the September forecast for Charlie Morton? How could he contribute?
That's an absolute unknown. He had a pretty good rehab outing with Altoona. The numbers were good, but physically, reportedly, he did not feel any better. He got a sports hernia. He continues to be on a workout schedule, you know, throwing bullpens and sim games, but he's not likely at all to return to rotation. A long shot could be that they might use him in relief, which he had never done, but he concedes that the effects of the hernia, he feels are more pronounced after, you know, going up and down and with the number of pitches as a starting pitcher. So he could perhaps be quite effective, maybe one inning at a time. He's a good sinker baller. It would be a very limited role, but I could see him going in a bullpen, and when you know, they actually need somebody to come in and throw a double play, you know, he'd be a candidate to do that. Obviously, with the expanded roster, you don't have to make any roster decisions whether to have him active or not. So I don't think we'll see much of Charlie Morton in September, but we might see him pop in a couple of real key situations with that center ball.
Hey, Tom, pitchers like their double plays turned. I learned that a long time ago. Us writers, we like players who can really fill up the notebook. And I had to laugh reading Tony Sanchez, a young catcher who's been working some at first base, but he described his play there right now as like a dog playing fetch. He's a guy we've got to root for to get in and to be in position to quote on a regular basis, don't you think?
Absolutely. He is a delight to talk to. He's very quotable, has a great personality. Now, the first base thing is a real long shot, maybe for the 2015 picture. I mean, they do have 4 other guys, including Pedro now, who can play first base. So, I mean, it's not like they need Tony to play first base. You know, right now he's the number 3 catcher. The September call-ups, I don't foresee it, including another catcher. So basically, he'll be the 3rd guy behind Morton and Chris Stewart. And basically, you know, he's got a good bat. I think that's essentially what brought him back to the majors. He already got a couple key pitch hits early in the season when he was, when both Stewart and Morton took turns on the DL. Sanchez spent the first 7 weeks with the Pirates and had a lot of big key hits. They like his bat, and the whole thing about first base is just another way to perhaps get his bat into late game situations when you make double switches and all that. But Tony Sanchez is a great guy to have. And you know what? He's very popular in the clubhouse. His personality is infectious. You know, everybody likes him.
Yeah. Tom, just looking at the schedule, and I know the Pirates, they're playing teams that are out of the playoffs, right? Starting this weekend, they come to Chicago, then they got a series against the Phillies, and the Cubs go to Pittsburgh, and then they get the Red Sox in interleague play. I know those are going to be fun to cover. Not as easy as it would look. All those teams actually playing fairly decent lately. So, Tom, thank you very much for being on here. For Tom Singer, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates Edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.